Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Second Chance Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Diane Dyke. Second Chance with Saving Grace and the Cryoglobulinemia Vasculitis Organization present Positive and Encouraging Radio. Live a life of impact, purpose, and victory. We will show you how. Second Chance with Saving Grace is a 501c3 nonprofit that helps hurting people and animals. Second Chance offers a safe place to use your gifts and talents to transform lives. You can make a difference. Volunteer. Learn more at dianedyke.org. That's D-I-A-N-E, D as in dog, I-K-E.org. Contact us today. That's right. We sure look forward to hearing from you. We always have great things happening for you. Today is our last in the series of Think Better, Feel Better, and Live Better. It's been a great start to 2017, and we've had some amazing guests with informative, educational, and encouraging information on how to live a life of impact, purpose, and victory. So we're thankful to bring you one more show in that series today with my good friend Julie, who is the president of Julie's Natural Edibles, established in 2010. And she was a patient with celiac disease, which is she created a premium medicated product that gluten-sensitive and health-conscious adults in Colorado freely enjoy now today. The timeless canna butter and canna coconut oil extraction kept strain specific sets these edibles apart. Taking her time with plenty of research, development, and finding a staff with integrity and a great work ethic, she is proud of the company and product line today. Julie spends much of her time with Colorado marijuana industry, work groups, and legislators at the state and national level. When not working, Julie enjoys time with her family here in the beautiful mountains of Colorado. She's been married for 23 years, and she's a happy mom of three kids that are intelligent, whom also are experts on this subject matter of cannabis. And I'm so thankful to welcome Julie Hope Dooley to our show today. Welcome, Julie.
Morning. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Thanks for being with me.
Okay.
We're so excited to have you. And gang, as you listen to the show from wherever you are, whether it's live today or during one of the follow-up listens where you can listen anytime, anywhere for free, our nonprofit Second Chance with Saving Grace helps hurting people and animals. We do everything we can to share the good news with the world, and we appreciate all of our volunteers and our sponsors and donors who make it possible for us to bring shows like this to educate those who are just wanting to think better, feel better, and live better, or those who are having serious health challenges like our cryoglobulinemia, fibromyalgia, and other health support groups that we have out there on Facebook. We want to honor and thank our volunteers for all they do to spread the message through social media by sharing the links to this show. You can be a volunteer and help out as well. Just share the link for today's show, and especially with your friends and family that may be having health challenges. You really need to know about this. And we want to encourage you to connect with Julie. Her number is 720-243-2772. You can find her website at juliesnaturaledibles.com. And we have all of that information there in the show information. So you want to definitely connect with Julie. And I am amazed at your products, Julie, as well as the integrity of which you make them and these child-resistant tops and containers that you have. So let's, without any further ado, just introduce yourself to everyone. Let them know why you created Julie's Edible Company.
Thank you so much, Diane. And you gave me such a great introduction, so I don't have to say too much more. But basically, this was, you know, created for me first and foremost way back in 2008, actually, is when I first started messing around with cannabis. It had a wonderful anecdotal effect for somebody like me who was dealing with celiac and the bloating and the pain that goes with that. And I found relief short term with smoking. And then once I created my can of butter and started consuming it, I had some long term relief, which was what I was really looking for, and something discreet. And if it was for me, then it had to be made with certain ingredients that I, you know, I don't eat sugar and processed food. So it had to be kind of in line with how I believe food should really be consumed.
Terrific. And I remember meeting you, it was a couple of years ago at a medical conference, wasn't it? It was 2 years, not three, right?
2 years ago at the medical conference. And your progress is really astounding, Diane, something that I've always loved to follow up on and see how well you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I have come a long way. Have been, you know, was kind of stuck in the wheelchair for the most part because of the pain from that occurred when walking, and the feeling of rocks in my shoes that was so difficult. And, you know, got connected with Muffy, who had me join the study, this case study. I'd just been started probably about 6 months before I met you, and so hadn't had a chance to do a whole lot yet, but I was realizing some better sleep and things. So I am amazed, because I was of the just say no generation. I danced for Nancy Reagan in Atlanta, Georgia, with a bunch of other kids and stars and stuff, and it was amazing to realize the truth about medical marijuana and the benefits of cannabis. I have been, you know, against it, and boy, it changed my mind. I remember MSNBC was there and did special interviews with all of us. Did that ever air? Did you ever see that anywhere?
I did not see that, but MSNBC has been interested in the cannabis industry for a while, so it kind of makes sense that they were there reporting about, you know, that at that time. But I never saw it.
I wish we could direct people to that show, wherever it might be, so they could see you, you know, face to face, although we have a beautiful picture of you and beautiful pictures of your elegant, you know, presentation of the beautiful work you're doing. And I know you're very health conscious, and not only because of your health challenges, but I mean, you just put out a very a professional product with a lot of integrity and the organicness. I mean, tell us about the types of extractions found in your edibles, and what makes it set apart from the rest of the world.
Diane, I'm so glad you brought that up, because really the extractions make such a difference on how we digest them. And I didn't know this way back when I was just exploring. All I knew is that canna butter was relatively easy to do in my kitchen. And I was lucky. I didn't have to do it in my kitchen where my kids were. We had access to a kitchen that was very private, and nobody had ever really used it. So we had access to this kitchen, and were able to play around with the canna butter recipes that basically we just got online. And then by 2011, I had laboratory research available to me, and my background is in genetics way back when. And so laboratory testing was really critical to bringing what my canna butter was back then, which was kind of just like fun and exciting, and it helped, to now where it's something very potent and specific, and I can tailor to very specific relief that we're looking for. So for me, canna butter was just like an easy extraction that I understood. And basically what it is thyme with heat, and you combine cannabis with fat. And so all four of those things, thyme, heat, cannabis, and fat, and you're going to basically at the end of it have a canna butter or a can of coconut oil or any other kind of fat that you wanted to process this way. So these are any fatty extraction is so wonderful on the human body. It makes it, it's something that our bodies can digest relatively easy. So it can make it all the way through the stomach, through the small intestines, eventually to the liver, which is where we have extraordinary changes happen to the THC. So that was why I liked canna butter. I didn't know any of that in the beginning. I just learned all this through the years. There's different other extractions. There's gas extractions that happen with butane or CO2. Now, this is a highly efficient process to extract from the plant. However, it's really not safe to do at home.
And it does require some serious laboratory build out. So right now you see extractors in the state of Colorado that are becoming professional at these other extractions, gas extractions. Then there's ethanol, which is a cold extraction and something that I'm really still a fan of because it's really ethanol, alcohol, again, just immersed with cannabis. And with time, you have the extraction, the molecules will separate. Now, this cold extraction is not activated. So if you consume it without doing another process to it, it's really just going to kind of flow through your body. But the extractors today will actually decarboxylate it, so it will have some effect on the body. I love a cold extraction. Medicinally, we know that in combination with other extractions can be an extraordinary medication for people with epilepsy, for instance. So people with epilepsy, for instance, are not using just one extraction. A lot of them tend to mix their extractions to get their perfect medicine. But the last thing I wanted to say about this is that each extraction actually affects the human body very differently. And so in order to figure out what edible is going to be the best for you, I always recommend that you stick with the same extraction. So you don't have to stay with the same edible for a week. But like any medicine, you need to give it a good testing period to see how it is working for you. And so if you mix around and every day you have a different edible with a different extraction and has different ingredients, you won't know right away what is your best medicine. So I always recommend in the beginning, let's say you decide to go with Julie's, for instance, and you buy a Julie's natural edible product. I want you to stick with the Julie's natural edible product for about a week and see how did it work for you. Take notes and play around with what dosage works for you. Then if you want to switch and see, well, Julie's didn't work that great because it was a lot to eat or whatever, and you want to try this lollipop that you came across, it's a different extraction. That's great, but only have them that type of extracted product for the rest of the week. And then again, see how it works for you and come up with the dosage.
Well, that really makes sense. And that's good advice right there, because it is a science even to figuring out the science of what's going to work best for you and what type. Now, you had celiac disease. Do you still deal with that, or are you in remission, or where are you at along the lines of that?
Great question. So celiac disease is an autoimmune disease, and unfortunately, I'll never be rid of it. It'll be with me for the rest of my life. However, the good news is the cure is in my kitchen, and so I just have to manage what I eat. And I know what I can and cannot eat now, and so it makes it relatively easy. However, I'm so sensitive to gluten, it makes it very challenging for me to eat out or to have other people cook for me, because really even cross-contamination can make me very sick. And when I say sick, it means that my digestive system will kind of shut down once it gets involved with gluten. And it's very painful. For me, I have bloating and I get sickly. Sometimes, I'll have to be on the potty for a while and it's exhausting. So once that passes and then my digestive system can kind of heal again, I will have days that I feel great. So I've been diagnosed since 2003, so I'm very aware of what I can and cannot eat. It's very easy to manage nowadays. And with the help of cannabis, on those days that I do have pain, maybe I have no idea why I have pain. Maybe I got a piece of gluten somehow, some way. Cannabis really is effective for bringing down that bloating and also kind of calming me down so I can relax with it. But an autoimmune disease is something that you kind of keep with you for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of our listeners have autoimmune diseases. The cryoglobulinemia vasculitis is a blood disease that's also considered an autoimmune disease along with celiac disease. And we have a lot of the similar painful experiences with the vasculitis inflammation and the colitis and different things like that. And of course, we have a lot of listeners with fibromyalgia who have trouble sleeping, who have trouble eating, who, you know, are in a lot of pain physically in different parts of their body, whatever area decides to flare up or attack them. What can we guide them in what things – I want to get into the extractions a little bit more, but as far as your products go, Julie, what can we recommend for them to – you know, you've told us how to try it – to utilize for the pain, for the lack of sleep, for the lack of appetite, which one of your products would you recommend for these autoimmune diseases that try to steal the joy of living?
So well said. That's really, an autoimmune really can do that to us, can it? I believe that, first of all, my product line consists of four products right now. I do also sell the can of butter and can of coconut oil by themselves. However, due to new regulations, I had to pull them from the marketplace while we repackaged that product. So for right now, my favorite personally is the seed mix. It's a roasted seed mix. It's very simple. There's four ingredients. Again, this goes with what I believe is good food. It's sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, sea salt, and then can of butter. And I love this product because it's high in protein and it has zero sugars. So it's very effective can of butter extraction, kind of working at its finest. I love that because it's also long-lasting if you consume it correctly. You know, you don't want to have too much so that you're really, really high, but you want it to last a while. So, again, playing around with it to finding your perfect dose. I also offer a granola that's, again, ingredients that you recognize. Nothing in my ingredient list is a stranger to any of you. And then I have something called the Nutty Bite, which is my version of a candy that I invented. And it's really maple syrup, can of butter, and almonds. There's other ingredients in it, but it's very sweet. It's a nougat kind of that's been infused with that can of butter. Very effective. And for me, I call it my substitute for red wine. And the reason is because when we come home from work, like the traditional is, you know, you're needing to relax, and women or men generally go to that cocktail or their red wine. Well, I can't have alcohol. I'm totally allergic to it as part of my autoimmune. My Nutty Bite serves the purpose for me in that evening when I just want to calm down. Maybe I have gotten into gluten that day, and it's going to culminate in sleepiness. So I time it so that I have an enjoyable kind of relaxing evening, and then by 8, 9, 10 o'clock, I'm exhausted and I sleep really well. All edibles are going to culminate in sleepiness. That is something really critical for you all to understand, that really no matter what extraction you consume, whether it's strain specific like mine, where, you know, you actually can get my seed mix with a strong sativa, you can get my seed mix with a strong indica or even a hybrid. And this is so that you can tailor your day. For instance, going back to that Nutty Bite, I will choose a mild indica at that evening time. So it's calming me down after my big, long day of work. And now by 9:30, after I've eaten a nice dinner, whatever, I'm exhausted and I sleep really well. And I wake up and I feel great. I don't have any kind of hangover. And that's because I consumed it early enough in the evening so that when it was sleepy time, I was ready for sleep. Some people make the mistake of eating it too close to bedtime, and that can cause problems because you could get really high and actually wake up in the middle of the night high, and that is a very uncomfortable experience for most people. I don't actually know anybody who enjoys that, and so I always recommend eating it earlier, at least 2 hours before bedtime. One last thing I'll say, like my granola, I also have a granola bar. Both of those are my daytime kind of go-to snacks, especially I hike avidly. As Diane, you read in the beginning, I'm a hiker. I love climbing mountains. And for me, being high on a mountain is really an extraordinarily fun experience. And it's usually on a day that I'm feeling awesome. And so I will consume my granola, not so much as to give me relief, but to give me kind of an uplifting, energetic ability to climb this 14er, which many people are surprised that actually I use that for my energy. But I eat it in the morning with a nice bowl of milk, or, you know, if I'm in a non-dairy phase, like I'll have almond milk or coconut milk.
on yogurt, whatever. And then it will last between 10 and 12 hours, assuming that I've eaten food throughout the day, very healthy, high protein snacks. And so the way that works is that I'll have my full day of hiking and I'll come home and have an extremely restful evening and culminating in sleepiness. So last thing I'll say on that is just highly recommend that if you are consuming it for sleepy time, don't make the mistake and eat it right before bed. Maybe like a melatonin works. You want to eat it a few hours before bedtime. And then don't be surprised if an edible that you ate in the morning actually makes you tired, because again, they usually culminate in sleepiness. Some, like my granola that I've tailored specially for me, I know it won't make me sleepy for about 12 hours, which is perfect, but it will eventually make me sleepy. So it's just getting to know, getting to feel how these edibles work for you. That's why I'm such an advocate of being willy-nilly try 8 different edibles at a time. Stick with one, move forward from there.
Awesome. And we have a plane flying overhead. Plus, we have a ton of people in the chat room at sending questions and excited about this show. So I want to remind everybody, even after the show, go to juliesnaturaledibles.com to learn more about her program of great products and how it can best serve your needs. I'm looking at the card that came with the packages of granola, as well as the little canisters with the nutty bite and the granola bar in it. And I think that's a great idea. She suggested putting it with your yogurt and figuring out, you know, which one is the right one that's going to last for the day. And I know some of us with ADHD, things can affect us in the reverse. So you definitely want to practice and check things out when you have that time. But her little card that comes with it reminds us that her products are all natural, gluten-free, non-GMO, potent, long-lasting, consistent, soil-grown strain specific cannabis, small batch cannabutter extraction. And then on the back of the card it says, edible education, start low, go slow. One serving. Start with a low dose or single serving product until you know how the edible will affect you. Wait. Edibles can take up to 2 hours or longer to take effect. Don't mix edibles. They shouldn't be mixed with alcohol or other controlled substances. And then finally, out of reach. Keep away from children, pets, or anyone under 21, and store in original packaging. Now, some of the cannabis products are coming out. They're good for pets. Are your products good for pets? Because I see it says keep away from pets. So can you give us a little education on that?
So, of course, a pet is going to love my products because it's made out of canna butter. So that's why I'm really, and, you know, I don't want to accidentally have anybody ingest my products that didn't really want them, including a pet. However, we have been, we have tweaked the granola to have zero fruit, a lot, zero salt, and have made it for some dogs just as kind of a private test. So I'll talk about my little bear. She was a German Shepherd who was 15 years old, totally deaf from something that happened to her when she was 7 years old. And definitely 15 years old, you know, she was definitely slowing down. I started manipulating the granola and made her, were micro doses, so like 2.5 milligrams. And again, because I have access to the lab, I knew exactly what I was giving her. And she made it until she was 17 years old. And I really attribute those last 2 years of just real comfort. She had very little pain. She was in a good mood most of the time. I didn't give it to her every day, but when I could tell it was hard for her to move around, I would give her a little bit of the granola, which she gobbled up because, again, it's made out of canna butter. However, Diane, that whole line is coming soon. I'm leery about it because we don't have very many veterinarians right now. They're kind of on this bandwagon. And for us to prescribe a medication for a dog without zero knowledge, it's very risky. So what we are going to do is produce a dog biscuit that, of course, is super high quality ingredients. And it'll be very small microdose. And we'll just kind of launch that as a test. but I am going to work with some vets to see if we could get kind of a test group going. And hopefully, because I know you're a dog lover too, that we can learn more about this in the next few years, that we really can bring a line to the dogs that a vet would actually back.
Oh, that's terrific. You know, we have a lot of dog lovers listening as well. And you remember meeting Gracie. And when I met you there at the conference course, she goes with me everywhere I go being my service dog of 14 years. She's beat cancer twice. And having had all those injuries in the beginning with surgeries and had died on the operating table and then came back because they gave her too much anesthesia. But at 13, she just went deaf. And her eyesight went downhill really badly. So I've got to take her to the doctor tomorrow, as a matter of fact, because I found another new bump that looks like the mast cell cancer she already had removed from her ears. So I'm really concerned about her. But when I saw you at this last medical conference where we reconnected, Gracie had a large bloody fatty tumor on the back of her leg. The doctor wasn't feeling very happy about it, thinking it was the worst, but I just said a prayer and asked the Lord to help it just dry up and fall off or whatever needed to happen so she could continue living healthy and happy. And then at the conference got some of the ointment that had the CBD in it and whatnot. Yeah. I put that on and immediately started to notice that lump going down. So I really want to encourage people that the cannabis, we've had shows about the need for it in our bodies, that we have the receptors looking for it, in need of it, and this can be a breakthrough. So I'm really excited to hear about this, and I'm glad to know that the salt is down in your products and stuff like that, so that if they did get a little bite of it, we know we're not hurting our little babies, and we want to help them live as long and healthy and happy as possible. So I'm excited to learn more about that product. And if there's anything we can do in your studies or helping connect with vets or, getting subjects, you let us know, because we fully want to back that. And I've seen it with my own eyes, and the doctor was astounded that tumor is gone. It is no longer on her leg. So I really believe in that. Yes, ma'am. And so I remember when I met you, you had your white coat on that first time when we were interviewed for that show and everything, and had Gracie's products and her books there and everything. You know, before we finish up our show, I'm glad we were able to talk about the animal part, because we do have so many animal lovers listening. But if we could just narrow back in a little bit there on the Delta 9 THC versus the 11 hydroxy THC, and talk about those time peaks and the effects that it can have for ADHD people or those with compromised autoimmune systems. I think we have to give it a little more patience and time, because sometimes we don't absorb things properly. Sometimes our systems just aren't working right. So we have to be really, really patient, especially with edibles, because they are on their own little time schedule. So maybe you could touch on that just a little bit before we finish up.
Great. And that's such a good point that you brought up, because all of us are so different, and our digestive tracts are completely different, and a healthy one versus a sick one, very different. And so that's something to really take note of. Some days you might need more THC than others, and it's not because you're getting a tolerance towards it. Rather, maybe your digestive system is just out of whack today. And so clearly a lot of it's going to slide through you, which is very common that happens to celiacs. If I eat gluten, my digestive tract shuts down and everything literally slides through me. And it's very painful. And so on those days, if I would even dare to eat an edible, I would eat more than normal, knowing that I would need more to try and absorb. So getting back to this Delta 9 THC and the 11 hydroxy THC, when we smoke cannabis and when we consume an edible that's highly sugar saturated, and it's also butane or CO2 extractions, those mildly, they don't have enough fat around them essentially. What happens is it's Delta 9 THC that our body will immediately start to process. And that does make you have euphoria. It also has pain relieving properties. Most people are very experienced with the Delta 9 because they smoke, and you know what you're expecting from that.
However, if you have a molecule, marijuana molecule that's been lovingly surrounded by lipids, like a can of butter process will do, it has a much better chance to make it through the digestive tract, through the stomach, which is highly acidic and loves to tear apart, you know, the molecules there. However, lipids do not normally get digested in the stomach, so we take them down to the liver. Each time you're at a point of our digestive system, you'll notice a peak at the high or the euphoria. So in once your stomach, once the edible hits your stomach and digestion has begun, you know, through the saliva and through the stomach tissue, you'll start to feel a peak of euphoria. And it's mild, but you'll know all of a sudden you'll start to feel that you have eaten an edible, you know, and that can take anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours. So you need to be patient with that. Then it moves, if it's a good solid fat that has almost zero sugars, like my seed mix, it will make it to the liver. The liver metabolizes delta-9 THC into something called 11-hydroxy-THC. This is actually a different molecule, and it's much more intense in our body. And so we always said that there was a second peak. And in the beginning, I had no idea why. All I knew is that I felt really high a couple times during my experience. And that's exactly what it was. It was getting to the liver. That 11-hydroxy is much more intense. It's highly absorbed in our body, so it's very effective. So if you're looking for pain relief, you always want to get something that's going to make it to the liver. And through that experience, that's when you'll know if you over-ingested. In the stomach, you might feel a little uncomfortable, but if it makes it to the liver and you've had way too much, it can be a very uncomfortable experience. Pay attention to the cues, and those are: if you feel high while you're consuming the edible, like within the first 10 minutes, I promise you are over-ingesting. So stop eating immediately, whatever it is you're eating, and start with fluids, just water, no fat, and trying to flush it from your system. However, if it's more normal and you don't feel anything for about an hour, and then be prepared, because that hour and a half, however long it takes to get to the liver, which in my case, I've paid so much attention to it, I almost know at 45 minutes, I'm going to feel my first peak, whereas the delta 9 is being absorbed in my stomach. At 2.5 hours to 3 hours, I'm going to feel very euphoric, the intense properties of the cannabis has now been metabolized into 11-hydroxy, and I'm having the experience that I was looking for, either boosts of energy, boosts of calmness, real tired feelings. That's what happens when it makes it to the liver. And again, just knowing, understanding food, we know that sugar is digested immediately in the saliva, in our beginning parts of that digestive tract. That's why a gummy bear will never last as long as like my seed mix, because it doesn't get digested in the liver. It's been pulverized in the stomach and very little passes through the liver. And then we just flush it out. So depends on what kind of day you're going. There is a purpose for those highly sugary ones, because like you mentioned, we all have different disorders. We all have different diseases. Now, I'm not a fan of sugar at all, but that short-term burst is what some people are looking for. And they're very fearful of what I just talked about, that intense liver 11-hydroxy thing happening. So for those people that are new and to cannabis, I kind of do recommend a milder hash extraction, maybe with sugar, because it's going to be kind of like smoking. You'll eat it fast and then it'll disappear fast. Whereas a high fat, like even a chocolate bar has fat paired with it. So the chocolate bar has more ability to make it to the liver than like a gummy bear. So just think along those lines. If you're looking for something long-term, you always want something with protein and a very healthy fat, which of course my edibles are.
Fantastic. Now, just as a quick review of your products, and thank you for allowing me to have them in hand, smell them, taste them. You do such a beautiful job. I want to make sure when people go online, you know, that they go to your site, they're getting your products. the nutty bar you bite, the nutty bite you decide it is good, kind of like the end of the day relaxation thing. So is the granola bar the one that you eat when you're getting ready to go for a day of exercise, put it in your yogurt, that sort of thing, right? So this one would be Sativia,
so,
right?
All four of my products are strain specific, which means that on the back of that jar, Diane, that you're holding, there is a little white sticker. Now that has a different strain, a different flavor. That is what's going to determine whether that's a day or night for you, not the product itself. So I can eat my seed mix in the morning just as much as I could eat a Nutty Bite in the morning. However, I prefer my Nutty Bite in the evening because it's like a dessert. And that just makes more sense to me. Whereas the granola, I prefer a higher sativa because I usually like to eat that in the morning and I want energy and I'm going to use that for all day. So that's something special to Julie's. You won't see that in the majority of products on the shelf today. You do not have your choice. You have a choice of maybe a sativa, indica, or hybrid, but we go a step further. We separated it out exactly what cannabis strain you are consuming. That way, let's pretend, like, Diane, maybe you're holding one that's Lavender Jones, for instance, or I know we just processed a Golden Goat. These are strains, or Blue Dream even, something that you recognize. You know what Blue Dream is. You know how to smoke it. So now when you eat it, it should be similar in that it's more of a daytime uplifting for you versus if it was a strong, you know, Purple Hindu Kush, let's pretend, something that's really kind of an intense indica, that I would definitely lean towards the later end of the day. Just in case it makes me exhausted earlier than expected, I'm still ready to go to bed.
Perfect. Now that's very helpful, I think, especially for the newbies or those who've been, you know, trying different things, because there's so many strains, so much to know. Tell us, what does it, a safe, regulated edible look like now out in the Colorado marketplace? And we have about 6 minutes left, and I definitely want to get into how we can encourage people to get involved in the help to get this legalized across the country so that, you know, people like my mom died of multiple myeloma cancer and my dad who had Parkinson's can get the help they need. They were in Florida and were unable to attain any of the benefits of cannabis for themselves. So tell us about what it looks like in the Colorado marketplace, and then what can we all do to help legalize across the country?
Diane, thank you so much for asking that question, because that cost us a fortune. This last round of regulations was the most expensive by far. And so what you'll see is a universal symbol that is on the front of your bottle, and it's a red diamond that has the letters THC with an exclamation point. That was required to also be on the product itself. So if you open up my Nutty Bite or my granola bar, which is a piece individually wrapped, there's physically adhered to it another edible sticker that actually has this universal symbol on it. It's adhered to the product itself by law. So a gummy bear, any hard candy, a chocolate bar, all of them are now marked and stamped with that universal symbol, which is supposed to stand for tetrahydrocannabidiol, but it's like a mouthful. So we always just say this has cannabis. THC means this has cannabis. So kind of straightforward. You'll see that on any regulated edible in the state of Colorado. My seed mix and my granola were exempt because they're bulk products. So I was exempt from having to put it on my product, obviously, because it's not possible. However, that is now has rules of how I'm allowed to sell it, what size and portions. So that's what the Colorado marketplace has required. And this came from fear-based regulation, which was really upsetting for us, especially the scientist-minded people who really depend on data and facts before we make decisions. And this is a perfect example of parents coming in that were very ill-informed and really wanted the industry themselves to be the ones to teach about an edible, which is backwards because the parents are supposed to teach the kids themselves. And what we have argued all along is that the safest method for keeping kids safe is safe storage. It has nothing to do with what the package, it has really nothing to do with the edible itself or the package. It has everything to do with the parent being mindful and storing their products away from kids. So this is logical, and many of you listening might be like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. However, This logic it got trumped, I guess, if you thought to put it that way. And now we have this we're an overregulated product. However, I still laugh because I still get to sell marijuana. So I don't really, it was like, bring it on. Whatever the new regulation is, we're as long as we could still sell it, we don't care. We're going to do it. And that's how most of the manufacturers thought in the state of Colorado. We all work together in coming up with solutions, by the way. So what I would ask, if you're listening right now and you want to get involved, the best way to get involved is to communicate directly with your city council or your state representatives, because they, not only do they listen, they actually will take what you're saying to heart. And the more people that if we could have had more people telling them that overregulation is not good, because it's going to cause, you know, obviously people are turning to the black market because edibles are quite expensive, which is exactly what we want to avoid. So I would say best advice is, please reach out any way you can to your city councilman. Local government is best. You could write to the federal government if you want to. I don't find we get much results from that, but becoming friends, knowing what's going on, that's why I work with the work group. So I'm always paying attention to what new laws are coming into the state of Colorado. And now that we're planning on a national launch, which not until 2018, but eventually, I also have to pay attention to the new regulations coming into all these other states. So for listeners, just paying attention, if you have any passionate detail of information you want to share, the city needs them. They know my name now. It can help. And then if you want to get involved further, write me on my website. Contact me through Facebook, because we can find a place for you. There's so much that needs to be done to help legalize this.
Oh, that's fantastic, Julie. So listeners, please stay connected with Julie. You know you're getting a quality product. I just popped open the childproof top. It took me all this time. So we know she's got high-quality products, even for the container that it's coming in, to keep it safe and fresh. And Julie, I'm just so thankful the day that I met you. You are such a warm, loving person who really had a heart for helping others and making the world a better place. And that's what our show is about here. And I'm just thankful we could finally get you on and get the education we needed about your wonderful products. I pray the listeners are going to stay connected with you. They'll reach out. They'll volunteer. Whatever we can do, you keep us in your back pocket. If there's anything else I can do, another show at another time, you know, launch the pet products, not launch your nationwide, because we're a global show where people will know how to get your products from anywhere, anytime. Just know we're here for you, and we appreciate all the effort you're making and the hard work you're doing to fight an overwhelming battle at times that seems uphill most of the time, but is definitely worth it for, like I said, people. I think about my mom who had cancer and my dad with Parkinson's, who I couldn't get them the help I thought would really make a difference for them, and we don't want that. That's a completely unacceptable, and I know you feel the same way.
Yeah. And Diane, I just wanted to thank you, because what you're doing, communicating to the rest of the world, coming from such a kind, warm-hearted person, your show is phenomenal. So thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It's been an honor, and I'm so proud of you and all you've accomplished. As a wife of 23 years and your beautiful three children, that you're educating the next generation, and we're going to keep trying to do the same. So I just appreciate you, and I look forward to staying in touch and doing whatever we can. And listeners, please share this link over and over on your social sites. Let's help educate people. This is not about people sitting around in a stupor doing nothing all day. We're talking about an improvement in your quality of life. And I can tell you firsthand what a difference it's made. I hardly need to use the wheelchair anymore. Gracie's tumor's off of her leg. I mean, there's endless possibilities if we all work together. And I've seen it firsthand, too, in many others who've utilized it to help them with their appetite, help them with sleeping, help them even improve their exercise time. Like she was saying, she's climbing 14ers and putting some granola on the yogurt before she leaves. So you can hear her lovey-dubs in the background there. So we want to help you really get this and educate yourself on the truth. You've been lied to possibly about these things, and we want to shed new light on it. I needed someone to show me the way, and they did, and now I want to do the same for others. So again, Julie, God bless you, and thank you for all you do. I pray you'll stay strong and courageous and continue the mighty fight to educate and encourage and improve the lives of people around you.
Thank you so much, Diane, and God bless you and all the work you're doing. It's really mean.
Thank you.
It really matters.
It does. It does. And we're all better together, gang. So we want to stick together. We want to help each other. And we can stay strong and courageous and make a difference in the world. So thanks for being with us today. I'm sorry we'll be taking a little break. We've got to do our ministry taxes. We've got lots of things going on with two more children possibly coming. That'll give us 8 kids. We need to get a van. We're still looking for property for the food store, the community center, where we can have educational speakers come in like Julie to help us all learn more about how to live that life of impact, purpose, and victory. So thanks for being with us, gang. Thanks for being loyal listeners and sharers of our shows. And again, we bring it all to you for free. We pay the bill to make sure we can bring good information into your life. So we appreciate you, and we look forward to hearing from you. Continue sending those show ideas. We love to incorporate your friends and family, New York Times bestsellers, to everyday moms who are working hard from home to improve the lives of their families. So everyone, take care, and until we meet again, I pray you'll stay strong and courageous as well, and continue to know you're not alone, that we care about you, we're here for you, and we will get through this mighty adventure together.
Thank you for joining us for our Global Awareness Dr. Diane Dyke Radio Show. We know our expert guests will continue to inspire, enrich, encourage, and educate you on topics important for your health and wellness today. Please keep in touch by clicking on the follow button on this radio program, our social site pages, and our Facebook pages. We care about you. No matter what you are growing or going through, there is help and hope. Don't give up. Stay strong and courageous, because we're counting on you. Visit DianeDike.org. That's DianeDike.org to learn more and become a virtual volunteer from anywhere in the world to help hurting people and animals. Thank you for your donations and for caring and sharing. This broadcast is available anywhere, anytime. Let's keep unity in our community. We are better together. Have a great day. We'll be with you soon for more positive and encouraging programs. Bye-bye for now.